Ladies and gentlemen, I present the Time Spent Poorly Show with your super awesome host, Derek Huds and Eduardo. Let's get to it.
What do you got pulled up here? What is this?
Oh, okay. Well, Bruno had posted this, and then Chris just shared it with me earlier today. But this is an I'll read it. The shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. To return the shopping cart is an easy, convenient task and one which we all recognize as the correct, appropriate thing to do. To return the shopping cart is objectively right. There are no situations other than dire emergencies in which a person is not able to return their cart. Simultaneously, it is not illegal to abandon your shopping cart. Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as an apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it. No one will punish you for not returning the shopping cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning the shopping cart. You gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the shopping cart out of the goodness of your own heart. You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do, because it is correct. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal. This was my favorite part. An absolute savage. It's like, like the person who wrote its opinion finally like leaks through at the end.
You're a savage. You're a fucking savage.
No better
savage
than an animal, an absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with a law and a force that stands behind it. The shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good or bad member of society. So I come down on the right side of this argument. I always take my cart back to the...
I do too, but I do it for selfish reasons. I do it for peace of mind. I would be unsettled if I left... If I left it there and drove away, I just wouldn't feel right.
There's a sense of like wanting some sort of completion to the task that you've gone out to do.
That might
and
be
so,
part of
it. Like, I think, like, I get the cart, I get the groceries, I take the cart and I return. Like, I put the cart, at least in the cart return. There are rare occasions where I'll actually take it back to the store itself if the proximity is closer.
Yeah.
Where do you land on this? Are you a cart abandoner?
No, I put my cart away. I get really irritated when it takes 30 fucking seconds to put your cart away. Just put it away.
Well, when we were talking earlier,
and when
like,
you when
Rosars
you're
has like
a Fitbit
places.
Guy, that's extra steps for you.
There's like 20 places to put them.
Oh yeah.
And Costco's a little more spread out, but it's still never that difficult. Most of the time, I'll run it all the way back because
generally,
it's easy.
So generally, this helps me actually. I wear a Fitbit. Generally, I parked pretty far away from the entrance of whatever store I'm going into because I don't want to fuck with people.
I also don't like getting door dings and shit, and so that helps.
You guys both sound like my grandma.
Park far away? Yeah.
We'd go to the mall, and she would park almost at Taco Time.
Yeah, I park that way almost. It's like
so we'll
go out of our way to walk far.
I'll take my cart back. I'm never in that much of a rush. Well, first off, if I'm in a rush, I'm never in a situation where I need a cart. If I'm in a rush,
you need a
few
things.
That means I'm going in the store. Means I need a couple things. I've never like gone into a Winco or a Rosars or an Albertsons.
Yeah, if I'm using a shopping cart,
I'm in a rush and I have a whole list of fucking stuff and I have to get a shopping cart. Like, who the fuck are? Well, you think it's gonna be like that?
Get lost on an aisle?
That shopping spree? We're gonna fucking pull all the stuff into your cart? Like. I'm in a rush. It's a basket, and I'm walking out with bags. In fact,
and you know where you're going.
Yeah, it's so rare that I actually use a cart anywhere I'm at because if I'm by myself, I don't ever get one. Mm. So where I generally use a cart eventually is usually at Costco. At Costco, there's 1,000 cart returns.
Yeah.
Also, it's a planned outing.
Right.
Yeah. You never go to Costco without. Right. You're not in a rush there.
Right. You
it's not
better
a rush
not
store.
Be in a rush.
You better not be in a rush when you go to Costco.
You know there's people that are, but
because the lines are going to be
you don't
want to
be that
mile
guy.
Long.
You don't want to come out of there like that.
No,
you don't want to be rushed in there. No. I miss the samples more than anything.
Well,
my grandpa
when
as
they
well.
Did them.
Yeah, my grandpa was insistent on going to Costco, and he's blind, so we have to take him, and He's just like, no, I just really want to go to Costco. I want to go to Costco. Finally, he ended up using Dial-A-Ride because I won't go back until they stop requiring masks.
Sure.
And he did Dial-A-Ride, and then Mom went and picked him up. and he was there for like 3.5 hours, and he was pissed because they didn't do samples. Like, bub, it's COVID time. Yeah. You're 82. What are you just spending 3 hours in a fucking store for? Especially Costco, where you can get everything online and pick it up at the curb.
It's funny because a lot of the young people right now who are like, I don't understand why these old people are the ones that are like, let's let it burn through. And, you know, because they're the ones that are going to die. And it's like, they know that, dude.
Yeah.
Old people, not all. A lot of old people want to die. Like, it's, they're 80. Like, they're done. Like, they, and I'm not saying they should want to be done. But I'm saying a lot of, the 80-year-olds right now who are like, just let it burn through. Who gives a shit? Those are the ones that are like, if they were like, oh, I'm not feeling good. And you're like, you have COVID-19. They're like, oh, thank Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I've been immunocompromised for 60 years.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Fuck. I have to keep waking up every morning.
Yeah, they're the ones that wake up every morning and they're like, oh, fuck. I'm waking up today.
You're doing an impression of me. Yeah. That's how I sound when I get up in the
morning. I'm just saying, those are the old people that are like, let's let it burn through. But don't you know it'll affect you? You're the ones that'll die. I absolutely know that.
Death is only bad for the people that are left behind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got some weird thoughts about death because I made peace with mine in, like, October of 2007.
Yeah.
And since then, it's just been like, if I go, I go. I've had a good run. I've got two great kids.
I made peace with mine in October of 2019, actually.
What happened in October?
My mom.
Oh.
So ever since she's passed away, I'm like, well, I
there's worse things. I have a desire to survive.
October for both of us?
It is weird.
I have a desire to survive, but again, when my mom passed away, it was like, well, I mean, this is just like, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So it's,
I mean,
like,
I don't,
so
not,
now it's, it becomes this game of like predicting how and when.
I'm not saying that I want to get like, I don't want to suffer. I don't want to get like diabetes and have both my legs cut off and then have a miserable life for 20 years and then die. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, no? Though, if I saw like a meteor, though, if they're like, I don't know, the news and media is going to hit the earth. Like, I don't know why they're old-timey.
Well, we're in this together, but...
Like, I don't know why... In other news, they're going to have a meteor hit the earth in a couple weeks. You have a couple weeks to live.
Well, this, all like, these well, movements will take us back cocaine. To old-timey radio voice.
That's what time it is.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Coke o'clock.
unless that guy me-tooed somebody.
I just hope that in the last minute...
I'm sure
you I did. At least found a good place to watch it.
Yeah.
Do you know, think before, the old-timey radio guy me-tooed somebody?
I think he me-tooed a bunch of people. We're not allowed to talk about that.
Let's start it, yeah.
The old-timey radio guy.
He was like, I always show my appreciation for the lady workers around me with a firm, open palm pat in the behind. That's how she knew she was doing a good job. Huh, everybody? All right, why don't you come over here and let me put my cigarette out in your tit.
What are you doing? That's her performance review. She knows she's doing good.
It's time for your performance evaluation. Let me drink some more scotch and put my cigarette out in your tit.
We were going through shit here this weekend, cleaning out the shop, and my wife was going through like old photos, trying to find pictures of my grandpa and stuff. And... I think she found like 3 different photos from when we started dating of just her ass that I was like behind
that
the camera.
You took?
Yeah. She's like, oh, this is nice.
This is nice. Thank you, Ward.
I love it. I love that. And because of the time period, I love it. Those were developed photos. So whoever developed yeah. them was just like, God damn it.
Robin Williams is back there.
They were, yeah.
Robin
they were.
Williams and 24-hour
photo. 1-hour
photo. 1-hour photo, yeah. It's fucking, okay.
Boy, that was a show.
It's a good movie, though,
yeah.
actually.
He went creepy, it was great.
He's I know everybody was devastated when he died, but he was a very underrated actor, actually. I think he was very underrated. He was a great comedian, too. Well, I actually am not huge on his comedy, but I'm actually more the one that leans on the Family Guy end of him just being like, oh, oh, oh,
it's oh, funny, because I said it in this
oh,
voice.
Oh, 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 Bill Clinton, oh, ho, I do not have sexual relations with that woman. Ho, ho, ho.
He was like, a great impressionist.
He was, and I'm not saying I disliked his comedy. I'm just saying that is a lot what it was, though. It was like, ho, topical comment, ho, ho.
Yeah.
I heard he was a joke stealer, too.
Oh, that's
Lifter,
yeah. I think in a lot of those cases, he kind of got permission from the people he got him from.
Maybe.
In certain instances.
But you hear that about
but
several people.
There's so many joke thieves out there.
Chris Rock.
And then there's the parallel thinking, too.
Yeah.
Well, I almost wonder, too, if there's, like, depending on the person. Depending on the comedian, I feel like if you're, like, a low-level comedian and you hear Robin Williams lift one of your jokes, you're like, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That was mine.
Robin Williams.
That was mine, but Robin Williams
also,
said it.
Also, I like him. So, like, I feel like, actually, this theory kind of makes sense, because Dane Cook lifted jokes, and then people were like, fuck you, Dane Cook, but you know why? Because he's a piece of shit.
He's unlikable.
So people were like, fuck him, he sucks. But when, like, Robin Williams lifts your jokes, you're like, did you hear that thing he did in Late Night? Robin Williams did my joke.
Mm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's so likable.
I wrote a thing that was good enough for Robin Williams to take.
No shit.
That's how I would... Honestly, that's how I would have been. If someone right now took one of my... Nobody would, by the way. My jokes are garbage. If somebody took one of my jokes, though, who is somebody I really liked... By the way, Ward, I don't know how...
I don't know how... I got a great joke. Remind me before
we... Okay, I will.
Okay.
I don't know how we've survived the last... 5 weeks. 4 weeks? 3 weeks? Without you texting me or the group one time... About the abortion that Amy Schumer fucking pregnancy thing on HBO Max.
Because I've made a conscious effort to avoid it at all costs.
I have literally.
At all costs.
So, I know you have. If
I have an
ever
absolute
listened to the show,
hatred.
You have a hatred for Amy Schumer. I don't like her either, but you're the one that clearly hates her more than between all of us. I don't know how. I've literally been waiting, looking at our chat group and at my personal message with you for something.
I want a 300 Amy Schumer, basically, every day.
Because I watched, so many things on HBO Max recently, and when you pull it up, she's the first fucking picture with her belly showing and that fucking documentary she's doing, that, like the series she's doing. And I haven't seen a thing from you. I'm not kidding. There was a few nights ago where I looked at Brie and I go, I wonder if Ward isn't doing HBO Max or...
I'm cutting.
You have HBO Max though, right?
No, I do have HBO
Max.
You just haven't
said anything.
No, it's painful. Yeah,
it was weird for you to just jump in there with the self-harm thing though. Are you okay?
Were you just waiting for...
Yeah, that's...
I'm cutting.
Were you just waiting for somebody else to say something, or like what?
No, it's
so. What is she? Somebody knocked her up, so she's doing a
she
documentary.
She got pregnant.
About it?
She did this documentary.
Yeah,
blah,
she's got
blah,
like
blah.
Some boyfriend okay. with autism. That
right. Okay. So she does this whole thing. Yeah, she has
a
boyfriend
with
autism. She has a baby. Blah blah blah. Whatever. She's doing this documentary series. The picture on HBO Max. When you log into it, you can't not see it.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking feature her at the first picture every single time. It's her with a shirt lifted above her stomach, and she's all, like, disheveled, like, fucking good for you, Amy Schumer. And seriously, just the side. And by the way, I'm the person. For those of you who's watching the show, I know I'm a big fat guy. I know I might look like your typical fucking incel guy. First off, I'm not an incel. Very much have had sex. I am a married man. So I'm not an incel.
You've only
getting
recently...
very defensive about it.
You got married, and that's when it stops.
What I'm saying is I very much have had sexual relations.
She's
other
from
than,
Russia.
Other than my Russian bride, I've had sex with other Filipino, Japanese, other ones that you could bring over from across the seas. What I'm saying is I know that I look like your stereotypical... incel, except for that I have a full beard, not just a neck beard, and I have showered today. What I am saying, though, there are female comedians that I do like, very, very much like. I like Chelsea Peretti. I like a lot of them that Ward hates. I like them. I actually do like them. I think like Madigan.
Kathleen Madigan.
Kathleen Madigan, so good.
Right. I like Kathleen Madigan. Right, okay. She's like one of my.
But what I'm saying is I don't like Amy Schumer either, but I've never had like this outspoken hatred to Amy Schumer. What I am saying today, though, is that the picture of her from the series that she's on does actually make me physically angry. I see it and I'm like, let's cancel HBO Max. I don't want to see it anymore. Why don't?
Because she decided at some point that, like, I'm just going to be this fucking bitch that lets myself go and I'm going to embrace it. And because everybody is so eager to embrace anybody's decision to be fucking unhealthy or whatever.
Right.
They're like, everybody's like, you know, who's fucking Bruce
Jenner.
Yeah. As soon as he had the sex change. Yeah. It's Caitlyn Jenner. As soon as that happened, like before it happened or when it happened, there was a handful of people that like spoke out against it. Like, but then all the people like, are just like, oh, we're so, you're so brave and so proud of you. We're so, and so, like, as soon as anybody's doing anything that's like, oh, I'm Amy Schumer, I'm getting fat because I'm lazy and
right.
don't try, which is fine, but don't make that your fucking brand.
Right. So, that's where my question is for these streaming. Can I get one more?
Yeah.
You can get six more.
There's a lot more in here.
Then give me two more. My question for these streaming services, though, Facebook is not perfect. In fact, the people who watch the show or listen to the show know that I fucking hate Facebook too. One thing I do like about Facebook, though, is that even if my friend posts something on there that I don't like my bestest of friends, I don't have to unfriend him anymore. I can unfollow you.
Yeah,
Chris, if you put something on there that I'm not a big fan of, I can just unfollow you so I don't see your posts. So it's not a big deal.
But right. We're still friends.
Yeah, we're still friends.
Yeah, I've unfollowed most of my family.
Why, though? Why? If you're going to charge us these amounts to stream all these things. YouTube, you see an ad pop up and you're like, I don't like this ad. I don't want to see this ad anymore. I block all of those ads that are about like self-grooming, all those men stuff. Like, oh, man, did you nick your balls while you're shaving it? Every single one of those, I'm like, fuck you. No, I hate
this
those.
This is offensive.
I hate it. I hate it. Delete. And I unfollow every single one of those. Why is it that on HBO Max that pops up? I should have a choice to go, not interested. Fuck off.
I don't want this.
I wish that was the thing.
Oh,
they jam it down your throat.
On every streaming service, I should be able to select an actor or an actress and go, unfollow.
Or give it the thumbs down.
No.
The thumbs down.
Do not. Here, do you want me to help your
algorithm? Less like this.
Yeah. Do you want me to help your algorithm? Anything with this person in it? Fuck off with it. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree. And
let me have that option just to go, no.
Netflix has gotten pretty good.
Rebel
at knowing
Wilson.
What I want to
no.
see, because I've thumbs upped and thumbs downed enough things that it's not giving me.
But HBO Max is like, you got to watch this. I'm like, no, you have other HBO Max has been proving to be great for us. There's a lot of stuff on there I really like. It's a great streaming service.
I heard another rumor just today that they are going to do a 6-part miniseries for Justice League.
Oh,
the Snyder Cut is and this was. Matt Pat over on Film Theory talking about it.
Oh, I by the way, I love Film Theory.
It's a fantastic channel. It's one of those ones Alex and I can watch like episodes.
If you ever get a chance,
back.
Film Theory and Video and Game Theory.
Yeah,
fantastic shows.
Yeah, Game Theory gets a little too. He's way too into Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah,
and like Undertale. Like he really likes those little shitty graphic indie.
But
games.
He's also done a really good job with like he did a really good in depth one of like the timeline of Mario, the timeline of all the Zelda games.
Yeah.
Like it's like, man, these are good. Fantastic.
Yeah,
channel.
He's got some great stuff.
I'd be surprised if Wyatt hasn't watched some of that stuff.
I'm sure he probably has. Yeah.
But you know, they've got another guy on the channel who does. Like the math calculations, and they were talking about the moon and Majora's Mask hitting, and like the amount of force that would be, and this would crack the planet in half. Really? Okay.
It's pretty.
And
cool.
Here's the math behind that. I don't generally like that guy, but I like the episodes that he does. because it's all stuff that I like to see. Yeah. Like, oh, that's how you figure out how this works.
So, but he says he thinks it'll be a six-parter.
Yeah, and I haven't been keeping up on it, and I'll get it HBO Max as soon as it's done.
I'll watch whatever they do. I genuinely do hope it is a six-parter.
I do too.
Oh, also, Perry Mason.
Good. I'm on episode
real
two.
Real good.
There's so much stuff on HBO that now? Shows up on Amazon Prime, now. Though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Prime's been great.
Yeah.
By the way, Perry Mason on HBO Max is fantastic. Is it? It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch Matlock.
I'm kind of wondering. Paul Drake's been introduced now, which is great. It's kind of cool because it's like prior. So did you watch Perry Mason, like the TV show?
No, it was. You probably watched it with like your grandparents.
All right, well, I watched it with actually. So on MeTV and the USA Network, actually in Fox for a while, So I used to work.
I'd seen stuff here and there, but I was always like, "This is black and white."
I would watch. I used to work a swing shift where. During the afternoons on Fox, it would be Perry Mason, Matlock, and then Law and Order, and then pretty much Law and Order for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch those though in series. So I've actually seen a lot of Perry Mason's. I actually really like the theme music. I think it's great. Also, in case you didn't know, the guy that plays Perry Mason,
Raymond Burr.
Was a confirmed bachelor for that time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He means homosexual, for those of you who don't know the 1950s parlance.
But because he was a confirmed bachelor, though, that was a real thing, which is cool. He also died from cancer, so all those cigarettes they're smoking on that show.
Yeah.
Him and the guy who played Paul Drake, both of those guys, I believe, both died from cancer.
Wow.
Did you ever see Delirious with John Candy?
Oh, yeah.
Raymond Burr is in that, and he's fantastic. Yeah. He plays, like, the patriarch of this shitty family of soap opera people.
Perry Mason's a great show, originally. So, on the show, Perry Mason, he's a lawyer. And then Paul Drake is his...
Investigator.
Is his investigator. It's his private investigator.
Yeah.
On the Perry Mason new reboot in HBO Max, Perry Mason is a private investigator, and Paul Drake is a cop. I'm wondering if they give it a few seasons. I'm wondering if this is like pre...
Like a Better Call Saul type, like...
I wonder if this is like a pre... Like
a prequel.
A prequel where he eventually... If I could see it being like two or three seasons of him being the private investigator, but in like maybe the last two or three seasons, if not even just the final season, him becoming... and their lawyer is also John Lithgow, who is fucking amazing.
He's good in everything.
I actually watched Bombshell recently. Where John Lithgow is playing Robert Ailes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who John Lithgow plays. I love him. Mm-hmm. He's so good.
He elevates the movie Cliffhanger.
He's so... Oh, yeah.
Like Cliffhanger... Oh, man. Have you watched it recently?
No. I haven't seen it probably since the 90s.
God, I watched it. I turned it on the other night for bed. I fell asleep before it got older. But, I mean, fuck. Michael Rooker.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mary Poppins, y'all.
And it's before Michael Rooker kind of like, he didn't go crazy, but he's kind of like,
he's found his niche
a little bit. Like, yeah, he's like one level above the Michael Rooker from that era.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's a little bit different. But it was funny watching. Like, it was great watching that. And then it's like that scene where he like drops her.
Mm-hmm.
That was like still hard to watch because it's like. He's got her life in his hands, and like it's like done. But then Lithgow like just chews it up.
Oh yeah, he's so good. So he's really good in Bombshell. So in Perry Mason, he plays like their lawyer. So Perry Mason works for this lawyer as like the investigator, and then Paul Drake is a cop. So I can see it going in a direction where eventually Perry Mason becomes a lawyer, and then Paul Drake becomes his investigator. But it's really good though.
Yeah, I've enjoyed what I've seen so far.
Perry Mason, it's
really well done.
Perry Mason, traditionally, the show was like a procedural, though, so every episode was a new case.
Mm-hmm.
The show is one case. It's one thing.
Which I love. I
do too.
I'm tired of procedurals.
See, I'm almost at a point where we could go back. We could go back to procedurals. I'd be okay.
The pendulum can swing back, and
yeah, I'm almost to a point where I could see. So I
guess for me, procedurals are too much of a part of my life still, because I still, like, Nicole will watch like NCIS or The Blacklist, and it's like,
I just feel like some procedurals are still so good. I think because so for those,
well, back to Mark Paul Gosselaar, Franklin Bash was good. I mean, had a procedural.
My all-time favorite show, other than The Office, is Law and Order. I love all Law and Order so much, even though I think they're cheese and they're a blueprint episode of each one. Mm. I love those shows. I almost think you could go back. In fact, I like the idea of, and I have yet to really see this. I know some shows have attempted it. I like the idea of a procedural that has each episode is one full arc, but then having an overall arc through for a season.
Kind of an amalgam of the old way and the way things are now.
Yeah. Like, there's been a few shows I've seen that try it. I feel like Dexter every season tries to do like a procedural, like every episode it's kind of its own thing, but then towards the end of the season is like, oh, now we're just in the storyline.
It's procedural with a regular arc through it, like a constant arc throughout the...
Or like
Hannibal season one tries being a procedural for the first few episodes, and then all of a sudden it just goes to the storyline, and you're like, oh, okay. I mean, it's good, but it's still like, man, I would have loved to have seen other stuff. Let's see you working with Hannibal on these other cases, though.
Yeah.
Not just him fucking murdering people and then you trying to figure him out.
Like, trying to figure out who the Chesapeake Bay Ripper is. Yeah,
I know who that is. Mm-hmm. I know who... Let's see you catch some other dudes, too.
Well, because that makes it the...
That'd be interesting.
The fun part, yeah.
By the way, I did read online that Brian Fuller is still optimistic about a Hannibal season 4, which is kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
What a guy he is. The stuff he's worked on is just amazing.
And he's just from across the river.
Yeah. It's wild. I remember looking him up when I was watching Hannibal, and I was like, really? Really?
He graduated with... my uncle at Lewiston High School.
It's wild.
So, I do those Beer with Eduardo videos. I haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
But recurring themes is I talk to past Eduardo.
Oh, okay. Did you do something like that for this?
What's that?
Did you do something like that for this?
For this show?
Yeah.
No, but we were talking about those old shows, and so it was like... So past Eduardo's always watching like Highway to Heaven.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Matlock, MacGyver.
Yep.
And so always like the end credits roll with a theme song, but it's like a karaoke style theme song. So here's the Matlock one.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Did that for 58 seconds.
My favorite thing about the original. My favorite thing about the Matlock theme song. Like, I want to see if you do it. I wait until the end to see if you do it. Okay, so the original Matlock theme song, though. You've watched that show a bit, then, obviously.
I did watch Matlock when
my favorite thing about the Matlock theme song is it would sound pretty serious, but at the very end of that song, they have a fucking, I swear to God, it's a slide whistle. It's like, boop, 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 boop. Just fucking just the stupidest sound, and you're like, God damn it, Andy Griffith.
Did he just slip on a banana peel?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so,
That little bit at the very end, it's just like... Woo! It's like, fuck you, man. You ruined this show.
Here's Night Court. This one has... I had to do like three different...
Like, to put over each other.
I love Night Court.
So do I. Awesome. Remember, I told you I wrote lyrics for. Remember, I told you I wrote lyrics for Law and Order.
Yeah.
SVU. I recently found out that my wife, who used to be annoyed by my lyrics for SVU. I recently found out that when she watches it,
she sings it. She under sings her breath. It now,
because it came on the TV, and she was sitting out in the living room, and she's like, "Gonna solve that crime."
Well, this spawned from our talk on the show when we were talking about MacGyver.
Gonna solve that rape crime. Boom, beep, beanie, boom. Fucking, I love SVU. It's honestly one of my favorite shows ever made. It's so bad. I know it's bad, but I love it. And the newer seasons without like Chris Maloney on there, they're not great. He's once he left the show, it's pretty much where I'm like, I'm good. I think he's hilarious though. Like in Happy.
Dick Wolf, the guy that made those.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dick Wolf.
Dick Wolf. That I don't know. I feel like that might have been a porn name of mine at some point. Like if I ever go into porn, I'll be Dick Wolf.
Yeah, they're so good. I mean, I love SVU. I do actually like the original Law and Order as well. And actually, I really like Criminal Intent too with Vincent D'Onofrio and. For one season, I think they had
Jeff Goldblum. Great.
Yeah, for one season they had Jeff Goldblum as well.
Did he play himself for the most part?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Some dudes like they find that groove and they just get in it, and whatever character they're gonna be is just gonna be them with a funny costume.
I think he only did one season of the show, but I actually really liked it. He's actually on this detective show that was really good. That was very short lived. It was called Rain. Hmm. It was just Rains.
Oh, that was actually good, yeah.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
He, in the show, he sees basically an apparition of whoever he's trying to help. Whoever was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
He sees like an apparition of them in his head. And he tries talking to them through the murder. So I think one of the episodes on there, one of the people that were killed was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a Spanish woman. He's like talking to her, and then he finds out that she doesn't know any English, and he tries asking her a question, and then she's like, "Okay." He goes, "Oh, come on." Like,
oh, no.
As soon as he knows, say, no. Consuela, one of my favorite things.
One of the best characters on television.
So when he finds out that she can't speak English, though, he realizes that. Oh, that's great. Oh, did they have a theme song? Well, do they have my same lyrics? Because I've been doing that since I was like 14 years old. Gonna solve that crime.
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope they didn't steal my... I hate it when I have a joke before something else has a joke.
It's a parallel thinking
thing. Oh, you got it from a show. And I'm like, no, I've been doing this forever. I've
been doing this since the 90s. Give me a break.
When the show would come on, I was like 18 years old. It would come on and my sister and my mom would be watching it. I'd walk in the house and see them watching and be like, gonna solve that crime. Gonna solve that rape crime. And my mom would be like, stop it. Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew. Are you going to look it up?
But if anybody does it, you know, McFarlane.
I know.
Seth was under your bed when you did it.
Not the same lyrics, he says. That's good.
Okay. So there's that.
So that's the other thing. So Jake, on another episode, we talked about this, but I write lyrics to a lot of songs, though. A lot of TV show songs I will write lyrics to. Which, by the way, one of the shows that I think is fantastic that still does this is Psych. Has been off the show for years.
There's a movie.
I know, and I was just going to say, well, they've done a couple of movies.
Yeah, the new one is going to featuring the guy that played Lassiter.
Lassiter is going to be back. Yeah,
he had a massive, real life stroke.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because was he in the last one?
No, they wrote him mostly out of it. He like did a cameo, a phone call cameo, like a video.
I think the new one is literally called Lassie Come Home.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I actually like that format though. Like, let's end a show, but then let's do like these specials. Psych works for it. You know what kind of reminds me of is the Rockford Files.
Oh yeah,
like the Rockford Files. Which, by the way, Files is one of the best. The Rockford Files is one of the best procedurals ever created. It's so good.
Yeah.
But then after a while, remember they brought it back for a little bit as a newer series, like in the 90s, and James Garner was older.
Mm-hmm.
But then they started doing like the movies. And I like that Psych does that, though. Like, well, we have this show, let's do this show. And then every few years they're like, let's do another movie. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I never watched Psych much. I think I caught an episode here or there.
Psych might be the best. I'll say it. Psych is the best USA show. USA original show that they've ever done.
Other than Monk.
Notice.
Other than Monk.
Burn Notice is good, too.
Yeah, Burn Notice has some trash moments, though.
It does.
Yeah. Psych really doesn't have that many trash moments. It's pretty good all the way from beginning to end. And it's funny pretty much from its conception to the finish. The movies are still good.
There you go.
Okay, you ready? Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here it comes. Okay, I'm ready. Let's all go to court.
That's pretty good.
Let's go make.
Fuck.
Make some law now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Some law. Ow. I say we go to court. Yes, let's go to court. We're a bunch of assholes who take up a whole hallway with our conversation.
That's pretty good.
We're a bunch of assholes who take up a hallway with
our conversation. That. I like that McFarlane did.
You don't know me and Johnny are watching you. While we're high. That was fucking magic.
That felt smooth. That felt really smooth.
So in the pocket.
Did he get uncanceled?
Who? Marky Mark?
Marky Mark, yeah. They keep canceled? They keep on trying to bring up the stuff where he beat up this Asian guy when he was like,
was he like 16?
So he was young.
A long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
And he's become like one of America's most beloved.
He's like an icon.
Yeah, I'm fine with him still. I don't care.
I sent you the.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
See the video's logo right here? Well, instead of that, you just drop in your own logo.
Did you guys like that he did? Did you guys like that he did? Just basically?
Oh, it's this one.
Yeah.
Did you like that he basically did like a. Just Peter Griffin as a voice for Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. I think it was like,
why not?
Yeah. Let's play on the popularity of the show. I've still watched the show. I mean, it's usually the show that we watch is kind of a like background noise show. Like
right.
If you want to play like Animal Crossing or something, we just put it on as like noise.
Yeah.
But there's just stuff that makes me look up and go like, ha.
I really like the cutaway gags.
Yeah.
As much as people give it shit, because the show, there was a while there where like every episode was 90%.
One of my favorite ones was the Jetsons one where he like reaches down to Jane as she like steals his wallet and yanks her back up and the Jetsons. He's like, hey, no, what the?
Who do you think you are?
Well, I also like one of the episodes I watched last night might have been like season 10. So we watch it every night when we're going to bed, actually. We'll watch either that or American Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Which, actually, I do like American Dad more. But I like Family Guy still. And one of the bits I thought was really funny is they go back in the past. Stewie and Brian go back to the past. And it shows, it's from episode 1 from, like, 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows them, like, when they do the cutaways. And, like, oh, that's, like, the time that blah, 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 blah. You know, and then it just shows them to stand. like just sitting there during the cutaway, and Brian's like, "Like, I know we're not supposed to like alter the past, but should we like call a hospital?" Like, they're just sitting there during the cutaway. He's like, and then it's like, he's like, "Oh, these are the cutaways. These are the goddamn cutaways." Like, he's like, "Well, at least we fixed that now. We like play on our phones and shit." And then it shows that from the newer season, they do a cutaway and like Peter like starts smoking a cigarette, and like the Lois is like, "Do you think you really have time for the whole series?" Like, "Oh, this is like an Al Jolson song. Like, we got like 5 minutes." I was like, that's pretty funny. Like, a tease itself. That's funny.
I loved all of the Road 2 episodes. Oh, I think those are great. Yeah. Like, Rhode Island, I think, was the first one. Yeah. We're on the road to Rhode Island.
I also like that Seth MacFarlane is such a fan of, like, the musical, and also, by the way, through everything that's happened in the last 3 years of the Me Too shit and all that stuff, Seth MacFarlane hasn't been accused,
not a single person,
of anything. He might be the only hero to take, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was like the first to call anybody out for shit too. Like, he threw Harvey under the bus before Harvey got
when You Wish Upon a Weinstein episode.
Also, by the way, he was
he did it at the fucking Oscars too.
Yeah,
I think
he did. Also, god damn it, this beer. Why does it hate me so much?
You have a problem.
What am I doing?
I think the fridge is too cold.
Do you see Airplane is on Netflix? I watched it the other night. I love that movie.
That is an amazing movie. The second one's good too.
Oh man.
But you said you have a problem. I was like, oh, he's got that drinking problem. That's probably the best running gag in the whole thing.
Oh man, germophobia, let me to the bone. You know what I say about those brown eyed booty actors? Gotta slay her down, lay her down and slack him, yuck him. Cool, got to beat a man. Shit.
Oh, that wouldn't.
Are you
that
impressed?
Movie wouldn't rot work today.
Are you impressed that I
am impressed that you got the jive down. Yeah, it's not as impressive as the Leave It to Beaver mom showing up and doing it. Oh. Yeah. Isn't that who that was? Wasn't that June Cleaver?
Yeah.
God damn.
You know what they say about those brown eyed booty actors? Gotta lay her down and slack him, yak him. Cole gotta beat him, man. Shit. Oh, man.
Jamal, we need to get this girl to a hospital. What for? What's that? What's that for? It's a big building where they keep patients. Yeah.
Surely you can't be serious. I am serious. Don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley.
I also like that when he's when he's sick. Like, sir, are you okay? Oh man, germophobia, lay me to the bone. Or he's like, oh man, germophobia, lay me to the bone.
Yeah, the Orville's great. Have you watched the Orville?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Is that another fucking Hulu one?
No, that's it was on Fox. That was Seth MacFarlane's attempt.
It was. It's coming to Hulu though.
It is though. It is. So what it was,
which is appropriate because wasn't Seth MacFarlane one of the initial like Hulu, guys?
So Seth MacFarlane, what he wanted to do, this is actually what happened.
He wanted to do Star Trek.
He wanted to do a Star Trek show, and the creators of Star Trek, the people who own those rights, said no. Fuck you. And so he's like, oh, okay. So he went and he's like, I'll do my own Star Trek.
I'll do my own space show.
And it's actually fucking better. It's better. It's
better, yes.
It's way better. It's really good.
I'll do it with blackjack and hookers or something.
Norm MacDonald's in it.
Is he really?
Yeah. He plays slime. Yeah. That's good. Or like a viscous...
something.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I'll have to keep an eye out for it.
Well, I know their production got halted a little bit because of COVID, but I think they were supposed to come to Hulu in 2021.
Mm-hmm. It is a really great show, though. And actually, I also liked, what was it, 1,000 Ways to Die in the West, or 100 Ways, that whatever it was. I thought it was hilarious. I think it's funny.
Yeah, stellar cast, too.
Yeah.
The whole way through.
I actually really liked Seth MacFarlane and Charlize Theron's chemistry. I thought they worked really well
together. She's got a new movie on Netflix.
She does. I haven't watched it yet because I didn't want to fall
asleep. So Liam Neeson, you know, he's in that movie. He's the bad guy. And he does an Irish accent in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
he talks like himself, finally.
He does. So what's funny about that is that they did a joke on Family Guy years ago about, it was a cutaway, about Liam Neeson being in a Western. Mm-hmm. And he's trying, it's obviously like a guy doing an American voice, but like trying to be like doing a bad American voice, basically. So they asked Liam Neeson to be in the show, and he said, yeah, I'll be in the movie, but I'm going to do an Irish accent. So it's kind of a rib on Family Guy.
Did you see cool. Cowboys versus Aliens?
That is an amazing movie.
That is
isn't
very,
that good?
That is very interesting that you brought that up, because I had never seen that movie. And a couple weeks ago, it's on HBO Max.
Mm.
And a couple weeks ago, it was on there, and I was like, you know, I've never seen this movie. Let's watch it. Bree had seen it. She likes it.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the movie. It is fantastic.
It is.
It's so good.
It's one of the best movies.
The first time I saw it,
decade,
was the first time I'd ever seen Daniel Craig do an American accent.
Yep.
And I could not, I couldn't function.
Yeah.
Because I'd seen Layer Cake, I'd seen a couple of Bond movies that he'd done, and I was just like,
had you not seen him in Road to Perdition?
No, I just realized he was in that.
He was a highly unlikable character in Road to Perdition, and you couldn't peg him for like a leading man type character in that movie.
Yeah.
He does not look like leading man material.
Yeah, I watched that the other day, actually.
He is a fantastic actor,
he's
though.
Something else.
He is the single-handedly the best part about Logan Lucky. He's so
that
funny
movie
in that
is
movie.
Good.
It's a really good movie. And I actually, I'm not a heist guy.
Yeah.
If it's a movie about a heist, fucking Ocean's 11, now, all those movies, eh.
This Jeffrey Dean Morgan heist movie,
yeah.
It's not about a heist. I mean, there's a theft.
Yeah.
But the heist is not what's
yeah,
going
on. Yeah, but there's not a bunch of montage shit in
it's
it.
It's a shame because they shouldn't call it that then.
Yeah.
Because that's if
like,
I,
why did you name
I,
this movie Heist?
If I saw the movie called Heist, I literally, not a fan. It's usually not my genre. Not that I haven't seen all the Ocean's movies, and I've seen Italian Job, and
another Charlize Theron. I love her.
I like a couple of those movies. It's just generally, if it's a heist movie, I'm like, pass. But Logan Lucky is so good.
It is.
And also, I love that the movie shows... The previews show all of these characters who you're like, oh, these guys are going to be dirtbags.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Meg Ryan's son and Dennis Quaid's son.
Oh, Jack Quaid.
Quaid. Those two guys, the biggest hillbillies in the movie, arguably, end up being great guys.
Yeah.
No, all the Twitters.
Right. Fucking Daniel Craig's character in the previews, they show him and you think he's gonna be a sleazebag. Totally not.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, he blows shit up and steals
they
shit.
Show, but I mean, as far as like, they're actually like, the movie is actually pretty progressive as far as like how they talk about women.
Like, and everybody's like a gentleman.
Yeah. And you're like, this is interesting.
How is this happening?
It's a weird twist though. Like, it's almost like an M. Night Shyamalan twist to the movie. You're like, These guys are like good. Remember, there's like one scene where
the M. Night Shyamalan twist is that Channing Tatum can act.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I mean, he's been in other
movies. Doesn't have a lot of range.
I think he's been in other movies where he's... I think Channing Tatum's great, actually.
I've always been okay with him.
I mean, dude, 21 and 22 Jump Street are so good.
Are they? I didn't see either one of them.
I think they're hilarious.
I heard they wanted to make a 23 Jump Street that was like an alien invasion or something. Like, just completely, like, mix it with Men in Black or something?
I think they did, and I think, first off, I heard that 23 Jump Street, so they wanted to say that 21 and 22 Jump Street were in the same universe as Men in Black.
Right.
So then, they wanted to do, like, a bunch of stuff with that, and then that basically the studios were like, nah. So then instead, in 22 Jump Street, they show, in the end credits, they show a bunch of stuff where they keep showing sequels, keep showing ideas for sequels in the end credits, and they keep doing different weird, stupid shit, and it's like, that's hilarious. I actually really like Channing Tatum. I think he's a fantastic actor.
I don't have a huge problem with him. I just think that his...
Yeah.
Like...
Dude, if fucking...
I haven't seen him in anything that's, like, that
yeah.
sets him apart, really.
Mm.
From
To me, Channing Tatum's a lot like Rob Pattinson. I think there's still people out there who are like, fucking Rob Pattinson, he was in Twilight, and I'm like,
yeah, I want to see that Lighthouse movie, though. I heard it's amazing.
It's another one that I want to sit down and watch, but I want to do it like midday, so
I have to have the...
I also love how many people these days are like, Ben Affleck is Batman. Fuck that. He's amazing. He's actually my favorite Batman. And then people are like, Rob Pattinson's the Batman. Oh my God. And I'm like, dude, give them the benefit of the doubt, man. People hated Michael Keaton.
I'm so excited that he's coming back as his Batman.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I think it'll be great.
I think it will too. I'm scared that he's going to be the only old Batman. This is what I want for the Flashpoint movie. I want him to be Batman in a Batman Beyond universe. Because you can fuck with the story any way you want.
Right.
So you're doing Flashpoint. So let's say he goes to the future at one point. Michael Keaton is there and he has a young Batman. Let's like lay some eggs, you know, plant some seeds for a Batman Beyond movie. I would love that. Okay. Then I still want to see a different universe. Where Jeffrey Dean Morgan is Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
And he's the Batman. Okay.
And Martha's the Joker.
Uh-huh.
Because fuck yeah.
Then I still want them to revive this and fix this. And I'm really hoping the Snyder Cut helps. Let's still keep Ben as the main Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Also, though, because they're already doing the movie and we already know what's going to happen, let's show another universe where Rob Pattinson is young Batman.
Yeah.
I think you can. You can do it.
And DC has shown that it's willing to do that because they did that with the Superman mixture on whatever.
CW.
Supergirl. CW.
Right. Well, and they've done it with they did it with the Flash TV show. On the Flash TV show, Gustin Grant's Flash has a brief moment with the Flash from the
Ezra
movie.
Ezra Miller's
Flash. Yeah, with Ezra Miller. So let's... Okay, so I'm saying you don't have to do the Flashpoint directly from the comic.
Right.
I'm saying fuck with it a little.
Especially since that would really fuck with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like she's, Gal Gadot has built up such a positive image for that character that to turn her into Flashpoint. I mean, if there was just like a scene of her killing Aquaman's people or something.
Sure.
Like whatever. But don't make Flashpoint Wonder Woman like the focus of that character because she is not likable.
I say you fuck with the Batmans. I think even if it's just a brief moment where it's like let's show Ezra Miller as the Flash. Let's show him one scene at the very beginning of the movie where he's talking to Ben as Batman. And that's normal. So this universe's Batman is Ben Affleck. He's the old Batman.
I wonder if he'd be down for that. He seems to be done with the...
I know, but that's why I'm hoping. So that's where my hope lies in the Snyder Cut.
Maybe they talk him into coming
a bit. I hope that Ben Affleck has seen enough stuff online to know that there is a fan base for his Batman. I know that they had all those reviews and all that stuff, but so many people talked shit or whatever, but I hope that he's dug into enough into the internet to see that there is a population of people, you, me, Ron, there's other people, these people that have wanted this Snyder Cut for years, right? Who were like, hey, by the way, I actually liked Batman vs. Superman. There's stuff about it I can pick apart.
Yeah.
But also, I genuinely enjoy the movie. I liked it. And I even liked shitty Justice League. I liked the bad version of Justice League.
Yeah.
Granted, I want to see the good version of Justice League.
I'm past wanting more Joss Whedon, J.J. Abrams stuff.
Oh, me too.
When they didn't have budgets, their shit was great.
Yeah.
But as soon as they started getting budgets, with the exception of maybe the first Avengers movie, because I think Joss did a good job with that.
Yeah.
But there's so much that, I don't know. Let them do more with less instead of just heaping money at them.
Yeah.
Because it almost without fail, a lot of these guys get a bunch of money and just they lean into special effects or whatever. Like you go back and watch Cloverfield.
Yep.
It's a great monster movie, and you barely have to see the monster. Yep. They jawsed with that one, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, shrink those movie budgets down. There's some of those people have names. You could do a $30 million movie and give him something on the back end, and everybody makes more money.
I guess what I was saying is I know that Ben is turned off towards the movies, but I even so, I was one of the ones I was critical of the Joker, because I don't like Juggalos, and I think they were pandering to those people for Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah,
is what I meant. Yeah. You know, and he's also got all the tattoos damaged and stuff. However, when I watched Batman vs. Superman, because I actually saw them out of order. I saw Suicide Squad first, and then I watched Batman vs. Superman. I was like, okay, I'm not a fan of the Joker with Jared Leto because of the tattoos and stuff. However, I would entertain a movie where Ben Affleck is Batman and Jared Leto is that Joker. Where Ben Affleck is the seasoned, old Bruce Wayne, right? And then Joker is this young... Well, even though they're like remotely this... They're pretty close to the same age.
Mm-hmm.
But like Joker is this piece of shit, fucking gangster, dumb. But I like that version. I thought they were going to do... Because remember Batman vs. Superman, they kind of teased... like Death in the Family and Under the Red Hood. Man, I would have loved to have seen that movie.
Who would be your pick to play Jason Todd for that?
That's a tough one.
Super tough.
So I think if we're just going to fuck with just with everything, you got Ben Affleck in there. I would be okay with a Zac Efron.
Yeah,
He was really good in Jeffrey Dahmer, the other serial killer, Ed Gein movie. Or not Ed Gein. Who was he? He was.
He played Jeffrey Dahmer.
Did he?
No, it wasn't Dahmer.
It was
a Netflix serial killer movie.
It wasn't
Dahmer.
The main guy, Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Yeah, they've done so many Bundys.
So he was good in that. I think he's a great actor. I think as a serious role, he would do a really good job. But I also could also see them going like another route and trying to make him lesser known.
Yeah. Going with somebody who wasn't somebody.
I think the better question is who would be Dick Grayson? Who would be Nightwing in that movie?
Yeah.
Because we have to assume Nightwing's happened, right? Like.
Yeah. So. Oh. How old was Batman when he found Robin? So hard to nail that down. Because Batman's been in his mid-30s for
I put Batman in his late 20s to take Dick Grayson in.
Okay.
Like 28, 29. I put him in his 30s for Jason Todd. I put him in his 40s for Tim Drake.
Mm-hmm. And pushing 50 For Damian,
yeah. But I say that because I like old man Batman, though.
I think Tom Holland would make a great Tim Drake.
See, that'd be cool.
I'd be all right with that. He's playing something Drake in the they're making a movie. He's doing something with Mark Wahlberg right now.
Okay.
Uncharted.
Oh, there you go.
He's playing Nathan Drake.
That's pretty cool.
Mark Wahlberg is playing his
mentor. Tom Holland would be a great Tim Drake. So then for the Flashpoint though. So we just outlined all of like Batfleck if they could get him back, if they could. We'll see what happens with the Snyder cut. I think you introduce a Batman Beyond world where it's Tim Burton's world.
Right.
Where you got old man Michael Keaton and a young Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a great movie. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But I feel like
10 years ago, I would have pegged somebody like Michael B. Jordan to do the Beyond Batman.
Oh yeah,
but he's too old now.
Yeah,
but
he would have been good.
But about 10 years ago, and Michael Keaton would have been fine as old Batman then, because they could have.
Well, that's why I'm kind of hoping. In that sense, I'm hoping in the next Spider-Man movie, I'm hoping they actually have Donald Glover be Prowler.
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposed to be that character. He's that character.
Uh-huh.
But I want to see him actually be Prowler, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what they do. I really do think the Snyder Cut will be a make or break for, I think it'll be a make or break for Ben. I think he's a little, I think Ben's a little sensitive. Ben Affleck is.
Yeah.
I think he sees things. He reads things online. I think he gets sensitive. Hopefully he spent this last years seeing that there is an outcry of people who do actually like.
I think the only thing that he's been in that I didn't like him in was Good Will Hunting. I just didn't like Chucky, the character. It's nothing against him. I just didn't like the character.
I cleared out a bunch of Chucky, the character's wardrobe for my kids' old clothes yesterday.
I mean, I would say for me, so there's a lot of movies that he's in that he gets flack for, though. That so he only got one chance to be
Retainer.
I like Some of All Fears. Mm. He only got one chance to be Jack Ryan. I actually like that movie.
And I think Chasing Amy is probably the best of Kevin Smith's movies.
When it was originally announced that he was going to be, that Ben Affleck was going to not only be Batman, but he was going to write and direct three Batman movies.
I was
genuinely really excited. He's a really good director.
Yeah,
he's a great writer.
The Town.
He's also
The Town.
It also gave me hope because I thought
Jerry Renner.
I figured he would tap into Kevin Smith
for
the three movies.
Yeah,
because why not? Why if you're friends with the guy already, why not tap into his knowledge for Batman?
Yeah.
Even Kevin Smith at the time had done his podcast where they had announced those, and he was, but Kevin Smith was so excited for Ben to do those movies. Like, yeah. It was just a shame. It's a shame none of that went through.
Yeah. And a lot of it was the Whedonization of.
Yeah.
Of.
I feel like Justice League killed it dead.
Yeah.
Because Batman vs. Superman was divisive, but it made its money. There is a population that likes it.
And my only complaint is that Lex Luthor. I just don't like him.
It was him. But even then, in Justice League at the very end, where he shaved his head, and he's like, we should have a league of our own. I was like, it was kind of like my friend says, my friend Jared talks about Jared Leto in Suicide Squad and how he hated him. But he talks about that one scene where you see towards the end of the movie when you see Jared Leto wearing the suit, wearing like the tuxedo and stuff, and it's like that scene in Peter Pan, like Hook. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, there you are, Peter." That's how I felt with Lex Luthor too, when he actually his head was shaved and he's talking to Deathstroke and he's like, what if we had a league of our own? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, there you are, Peter. Like, that's what we needed this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful on that, and I'm hopeful on Marvel going forward. Yeah. I've heard Galactus and I've heard Doctor Doom, and I'm primed for both.
I say Doom and Doom only.
I say you do the
Benjamin, or not Owen Benjamin. Who am I thinking? Clive Owen Wilson. Clive Owen.
I like Clive Owen.
Owen Wilson is Doctor Doom.
Wow. Doctor Doom. I say you do Doctor Doom, and I say you do the newer version of the Secret Wars, and then you and that's how you get the X-Men in it too, is because you can fuck with the timelines and
what they could do. They could start big, with the big shoot 'em up movie, because they can do that.
Just split off.
Yeah, and you know, then you can wipe out characters that don't want to do it anymore. I know there's people involved who don't want to be in Marvel anymore. They're just like, yeah, it's been a decade. I can be done.
I also feel like there's people in Marvel. I mean, there's people who
will never leave.
Hugh Jackman said that he's done doing Wolverine, but as soon as Disney bought Fox, he was like, yeah, I would play him again.
Yeah, he and Patrick Stewart were like, we're done doing
They both Fox were done.
X-Men movies.
Right, but as soon as Disney bought him out, I read that thing online where Chris Hemsworth reached out to Hugh Jackman to be like, hey, do you think you would ever do Wolverine for like our Marvel movie? And he was like, oh yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
If it's in good hands, he'll do it.
Well,
granted, Logan was great.
Logan was fantastic.
Logan was a great, great movie.
I didn't mind. What's the one with Liev Schreiber? Wolverine.
Wolverine, yeah.
I didn't think that one was terrible.
It's a bad movie, but Liev Schreiber was great in it, and there was parts of it that were really great.
Right.
It was just they had fucked up Deadpool.
And as we've discussed before, yeah. That fucking bit, the opening credit sequence is one of the best ever filmed.
Yeah.
That should have been the movie. Oh, X-Men Origins Wolverine? Oh, you're going to... Let's show him fight every war that's ever been fought.
Right. It was great. I love that.
Since North America's been a place.
Oh, let's call it. It was good, though. It was, I love that movie.
Hey, do you want to pick a track here?
Yes.
Yeah, you want Charles in Charge?
Yes.
Let's
do Charles in Charge.
Of our days and our nights.
Before I have my joke. Before
okay,
we
what's
go.
Joke? What's your joke?
It's not a great joke, but that's it's, fine. Basically you know how everybody's all like up in arms about the bees and stuff. The bees are dying. We don't have anything to worry about because millennials are all lazy.
Okay.
So they're not going to do the work that's killing the bees.
Oh, yeah.
So the bees are going to be okay.
That's true.
As soon as like the millennials take over like the normal workforce, then the bees will be fine.
Sadly,
the bees will rebound.
Will die before those millennials even get to that part. But yeah,
no, that's not an optimistic view.
I think they're on the bee bound.
They're on the bee bound because
are they
they're selling bee kits and shit to people.
There's bees all over my yard.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay. The millennials will come in and they'll be like. We're not going to build bridges and shit.
I don't want
to. Yeah.
You never know. I think there's a big, quiet group of millennials who aren't shitbags. And there's just a few people.
There has to be.
There's a very vocal, very small minority on the internet who make all this fucking noise. But you know what? You walk around the world. You walk around in different towns. Yeah. You see different people. People aren't as fucked up as it seems
things
when you're looking at them on the internet.
Things are still getting done, too. Road construction still happens.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just chalk that all up to blue collar.
Right.
There's still something going on.
There's hope for the future.
Yeah.
I think there's more hope than the internet would lead you to believe.
Well, the internet's and the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity.
I hate to give all you fucking people hope, but I think the future's going to be just fine.
Yeah. Sadly.
It's understood he's there just to take good care of me like he's one of the family. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I sing Charles in charge of me. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Cause that's not creepy. Charles in charge of our
days.
Thank you everybody for listening to the show. Make sure you check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/timespentpoorly. Make sure you check out timespentpoorly.com or .fun. tspn.fun. YouTube.com/timespentpoorly, Facebook.com/timespentpoorlynetwork.
Yes. Same for Instagram.
Twitter at TSPN Media, at Derek on TSPN.
I know. I got to fix that.
And at Huds Magruder. Well, what a great show. It was fun. I had fun.
It's good to be back.
Good to be back.
It was fun to get back in yep. here.
It was.
And
we'll see you live in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Oh, but also make sure you check out Smart Mark Wrestling Radio.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah,
we'll
Thursday.
Be here Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Big sweaty man.
Big sweaty man.